CliffCentral.com.
No one is allowed to take our hour.
Please don't.
Anyway, how are you doing, man?
As you can see, you
are looking so sexy today. You're like the sexiest person alive.
Thank you. I've been working so hard to try and impress. I mean, all the whole time, my whole outfit this month, I've been wanting to get a "you look sexy" nail. Finally, today I show some skin, some legs.
Oh my God.
And finally, I look
you
sexy.
Look like some erotic superhero. Like it's oh my God.
I look like a sweet.
Seriously,
your favorite candy.
I promise to God you made my day today.
Thank you. You're
the
welcome.
Rest of my day is sorted out thanks to your ensemble. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please follow me on Instagram at Jack_5'4". You'll see a little video clip there of Mr. Nail Van Given in his get up.
And you'll see the pictures post the show. So there's that as well.
There's a lot to check out.
So when I left home, I was dressed up, covered up, you know, like an innocent schoolgirl going to visit her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But when I got here, I let loose.
You just decided to go crazy.
So no one back
home.
You
went balls deep in it, basically. From the looks of things.
No one back home knows how I'm dressed. When I left, I was like, you guys will see the pictures. You'll see when I come back. You'll see.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to hear what they'll say about my ensemble.
Yes. Well, I don't have much to say about your ensemble other than you made my day.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man.
Looking sexy in red. Fire hot.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome to it, man. It is 20-something with myself, Just Another Cool Kid, or Jack for short. I am joined by this crazy menace here, Mr. Nail Van Given. How was your week, dude?
My week was fantastic. Sunday was great. Kawielo through and through.
Yeah.
I was in Mamelodi. Okay. Celebrating the whole
You
Kings.
Were in the home of Mamelodi Sundowns.
I was in the home.
Yeah.
A home that they forgot. Forgot where you came from.
Yes, on some level. Mm-hmm. But they conquered Africa, so I think it's okay.
They conquered Africa, but forgot to conquer Mamelodi, which hurts. But nonetheless, I was in Mams, and they did fantastic. You know, the energy felt so alive, and everybody, it was so free, man.
Yeah.
It was crazy because it was a Sunday, and it was a party was starting.
Yeah.
Because the game kicked off late.
Yeah.
And, man, the streets were crazy, man. It was insane.
Look, I'm just happy. I'm just happy there's another team in this country that has a star above, you know, their emblem. Pirates needed some company.
Like, they did.
Orlando Pirates has been, you know, since 96. I think it was time that another team joined. I can't believe it took 20 years, though.
And then we'll see where this takes our football. We'll see where this takes us as a country. So that's exciting.
Hopefully the rest of the continent will take our soccer players a lot more seriously now. I've always felt that, you know, our neighboring countries and other countries on the continent just looked at South African soccer and thought, well, we'll play there for the money, but... Yeah. The rest of you guys just suck.
We are the Hollywood in that sense.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not the best.
No, we're not.
We're not. We're just a place where, you know, soccer players can make a lot of money. That's basically it.
The only thing, well, okay, it takes musicians to fill up stadiums. Our soccer teams don't know how to fill up stadiums.
One musician.
Yeah, can fill up a whole stadium for himself.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
That's happening this weekend. Is it this weekend?
Yeah, it's tomorrow, actually.
Tomorrow?
It? Yeah, it's tomorrow, alongside the derby as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, all the best to him for that.
How was your week?
My week was a bit up and down. I had to get a couple of things done. My little sister's lunch thingy-majiggy is on Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yes. So we've been up and down, putting things together, making sure things are where they need to be, bloody, 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 blah. So in a nutshell, again, my week was just full of errands. Like I was running a bunch of errands again, like 2 weeks running, but it's okay, man. I feel like, you know, my little sister is one of those people that you genuinely don't mind doing things for because she's such a cool person. It makes everything so much easier.
Mm.
You get what I mean?
Do you discuss everything with your sister? Do you have open conversations about life and love and lust and desire?
No, not really. Not
business?
Really.
No?
Look, with certain people, in fact, there's people in your life that you know you only do specific things with. Like I've got friends that I specifically party with.
Mm.
Like they're no use to me during the week because we don't make sense to one another. No. I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying like... We don't make sense to one another during the week, but once Friday comes around, we speak the same language. So instead of having to try, you know, come up with ways for us to communicate during the week, rather let's just keep it for the weekend.
It's been established what you are.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's good. So you should always know where you stand, what level you're at with people.
Me and my little sister have some people might call light conversations. Yeah. Like we talk about what's on TV, what's funny, what's not. You know, from time to time, naturally, we'll have those deep conversations. But outside of that, man, it's basically chilled.
Can we give your sister some sex advice from one female to another?
I think so. I think so. It's always good getting advice from people. And my little sister is no different. So I think she should be listening at this point in time.
For our global audience, we'll translate some things. But you understand.
Yeah.
You should be able to pick it up.
You'll get the gist of it.
Yeah. All right.
Stop being shy, Luena. Stop it, Hao King. Get used to your boyfriend. Show him how you feel great being with him. It doesn't matter how you look up and ning. Monteman. When you pay him a visit, Nyana, just undress your crop top or t-shirt with a like a brafella. Scala shy, make him horny. If you don't, who must? Take off your jean, act like you're feeling hot. Samayaka lipuna in front of him. Go to the fridge. He must watch you from behind. Sometimes talking to him is better than going out there talk bad kayena to your friends. Your friends shouldn't know about his performance. If he didn't put the dick kohari, don't say babe kayatsena. Don't. Say, babe, wait, let me stay on the edge of the bed. Give him out to tata tata. Then, wena, uye make him out, don't tear him out. Then, ulokele pipi. Be nice to your boyfriend, chumiaka. Don't be shy on his birthday. Stop taking him out or buying him presents. Stop wasting money. Buy wine and snacks. Tell him you'll see him later. When you get there, just chill nyana and talk. Eskale nyana. Tell him hori wa morata. Drink wine, then get drunk, then show him horuena umang. Moje chomiaka moje. Make his birthday sweet. When the baby is in, tell him hori happy birthday and stay blessed. You are blessed to be his girlfriend. Then continue riding him. Skatswa for I. Skawa shy for your boyfriend. Sometimes before you make love to him, just slowly undress his undies. Skachaha. Kiss his stomach slowly. Skachaha. Hold his waist with both hands, then look him in the eyes and say, babe, push up, mara, kauratane. Then give him one of the most craziest blow. Skamuluma pipi, be gentle, mara, blow him. After that blow, stop him not to move. Eri babe, skamuva, stand tall that way. While he's standing tall, like that, just undress yourself. Turn around behind, bend down, like you're touching your toes, then say, babe, that's the style I wanted us to do tonight. Make him too crazy. Let bae eat you, man. Let's catch Anaka style sesi one every day. Sometimes just hold his spilikas or wardrobe. Then let him come at the back of you. Don't feel like you are cheap for your boyfriend. He's yours, Moss. So utatake nka wena. Be creative, chumiaka. Yo.
The looks around the studio are so priceless. Like, it is the funniest thing ever. Like, Palesa, who helps us out, and she's one of our producers, she just looked at me with this, where the hell did you find this girl? Like, that's the look she had on her face. Like, I cannot believe you just played that.
Let's provide some context for our global audience. Essentially, she's talking about getting intimate with her boyfriend. PP is dick. Skatswafa, don't be lazy. Skatjaha, don't rush. The part where she says, Skaloma PP, don't bite his dick.
Don't do that.
Ladies, please.
And unless he's done something really stupid.
Yeah, then okay, sharp. Montoro Marata, show him that you love him. Bulama Utu essentially means spread those legs, girl. Okay, so some context for our global audience.
Yeah, but where did you find this young lady? Who is she? Does she remain anonymous?
I don't know her personally.
Okay.
But all I'll say is I have a plug. K9 the Pussy Whisperer. That's my plug. He always sets me up with the audio.
Oh, okay.
So that's my
plug. And I've met K9.
Yes.
He's quite the dog, excuse the pun. But interesting nonetheless. I think we live in a time where we don't need to, you know, hide what we think about things like sex.
Yeah.
You know, things that were considered taboo once upon a time, like when our parents were growing up, there was no way you could just walk around and talk openly about sex and the different types of sex you like having.
Mm.
You know, if you had spoken to my dad 20, 30 years ago about, you know, anal stimulation for men, You know, like he would have knocked you out like immediately, not even thinking twice about it.
How dare you even consider such a thought?
You know?
Yeah.
So we live in a time whereby our thoughts, our feelings, our secret, I don't want to say perversities, but like our secret...
What, desires?
Desires. Yeah. There you go. That's the word to use. They don't really have to be secret anymore. We can openly talk about these things. We can openly discuss them.
And they've been put out there. I mean, if you go on the net, you can find multitudes of things that you can do.
Yeah.
Not just explicit in terms of like porn websites, but you can read articles in terms of how to better... stimulate your lover,
yeah,
and sometimes yourself. So it's out there. It's an open world. It's liberating to be able to sit in a crowd of adults and openly discuss sex, the sex that we have as 20 somethings.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
Yeah, and as well, it'll open your eyes to a lot of things. Mm. Let me ask you this: have you actually been to a sexpo before?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Okay,
I was going to go with my mother.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. She never took me. So I still have not been, and I won't be for another year.
What? I don't understand. Oh, yeah. Personal, you know, family commitment. Yeah. Well.
I can feel my dick going limp. She's like, no excitement for you. So, yeah, it's I haven't been.
You haven't been.
Yes.
And neither have I. Mm. Okay. Like, every time I've heard the word sexpo, like, my mind immediately just went to porn stars and weird sex toys and wada. And so for those of you who are just like me, who know nothing about the sexpo or you've never been and all of that stuff, we are fortunate enough to be joined by the founder of the sexpo this afternoon. But I wish I had some sort of bells and whistles to welcome you accordingly. But we are joined this afternoon by none other than Mr. David Ross. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And South Africa? Oh, the worldwide audience. Sorry,
yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, stop that.
We're global.
That's right. Internet, thank God.
Yeah. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. I'm loving South Africa. I should say that, you know, you mentioned about being the founder of Sexpo globally rather than the local one. So we've got a local licensee who's doing a marvellous job. I've been out to the venue yesterday and just heading there after here and... it's all looking very good. Lots of entertainment for you 20-somethings and and me, people like me in 50-somethings.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a weird thing. How did it begin? Like, I would have never thought to put something like this together.
It was really just, I was working PR for a chain of adult retail stores, Club X in Australia. And 20 years ago... retail stores, and I believe in South Africa the same, were a bit dingy and, you know, and women were not comfortable going into them. So my brief was to make them make the stores more comfortable, or at least tell the public that they were comfortable for women, which at that stage, unfortunately, was a bit of a lie.
Yeah.
So 20 years later, they are much better, I must say. So the concept grew that I decided that I needed to take the product out of the store and put it into an environment where people were already comfortable going, and that being now the exhibition centre. Started off in a reception centre at a hotel lobby.
Okay.
So, yeah. So now, of course, a worldwide brand in here and Australia and the UK.
How old were you at the time when this sort of came to you and came into being?
Now, that's going to give away because it's the 20th anniversary, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was 1996, and so that would be make me 36, wouldn't it? Yeah. So I was still a relatively young man.
Mm, yeah.
But you said you've never been to a sexpo. Well, I've been to about 60 of them. Right? Okay.
All the bases covered, all of them.
Yeah.
In terms of your upbringing, your home life as a younger man than you were then, how was that? You know, what type of upbringing does the founder of sexpo have? What kind of upbringing did you have?
Well, look, as I said, I started the show as a public relations exercise. Mm. So I was admitted to doing public relations for the adult industry because I'd had an interest in some adult industry businesses previously. I just had a normal upbringing, single parent, but you know, there's nothing unusual about it. Just had a penchant for marketing and public relations, so I took some courses and here we are.
Was there anything specific about sex that you maybe wanted to find out, or were you looking to open up doors for people to have those kind of conversations?
I really just fell into it. Took a client that was in the adult industry, and there it just it grew from there. So my client list was exclusively adult.
Okay.
So it's not something I do, a field that I chose. But it's been a great run, obviously, because it's very humbling for 20 years down the track to come halfway around the world. And last year I was in London. Come halfway around the world and see, predicting 66,000 people come through the show over the 4 days. So coming from 20 stands in 1996, it took me about 20 seconds of video to film the whole thing.
Yeah.
I said, gee, look what I've done. Wow. And now I never actually get to see the whole of the show because it's so big that that really to walk the whole floor, you do need a few hours to at least have a look around.
To absorb everything, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were there difficulties then? You know, because back then minds were much more closed than I believe they are now. Now it's more open.
We did have trouble getting a venue in the first place, that's why we had it in a hotel reception or convention area. But from the government-owned exhibition centre in Melbourne, when I lobbied them hard for 12 months to get in there, and that was the turning point. We first time we did it in the government venue, we did 38,500 people or something over 4 days, which was just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
We thought, gee, we might have a business here. but the managing director of the venue said to me, he goes, so everything you've been saying to me over the last 12 months is true, and I know that because I just saw my neighbour in the queue.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So yes, I did have some problems. We did have some problems. Yeah. But it very quickly evaporated after people seeing really what the show is, because it's not... The Sexpo is indicative of the flavour of the event, you know, but it's certainly not just a sex expo. You know, there's so much more. You haven't been, you say, but you know, there's everything. Health Information Can SA is on board, and there's a pap smear, other AIDS checks, mammograms, I believe, and so forth. So there's also other health information. There's anything that's remotely related to adults. So the people that go along, of course, are all over 18.
Yeah.
And so when we say, this is a plug to anyone that wants to exhibit next year, but all those people that are going there are over 18, so they're spenders. They're not like the people when they say the motor show says it does 50,000, 20,000 of them are kids.
Yeah.
This is 66,000 people that are...
of age.
Of age.
Yeah, yeah.
Entitled to make their own decisions.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when I found out about the Sexpo a couple of years ago, and admittedly, I, as I said earlier on, my mind ran to, the illicit stuff, like all the explicit, you know, XXX rated type things. And to hear you mention things like pap smears and that kind of thing is pretty refreshing.
Yeah.
How would you change people's minds? Would it, as far as the initial idea that comes into people's heads, like once they hear Sexpo, they're thinking it's an expo just on sex.
Well, fortunately, the subject matter has universal appeal by definition because everyone does it.
But yeah.
And people like yourselves help us dispel the ideas of that it's just a sex expo because it's universally popular, the subject matter, we do get a lot of chance to speak on radio and television and press and explain ourselves. The name has been both a help and a hindrance over the years because we can advertise quickly saying Sexpo and people, you know, think sex and that's all.
Everyone's ears perk up.
Exactly right. So, and then you can go on to explain what the show is really about in PR and through PR and marketing.
Cool.
I was asking throughout the week, I was asking everybody that I know, what sex makes them want to do. So the question is simply, sex makes me wanna. And there were some liberating responses from those that sent me the VNs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's one for you.
Sex makes me wanna. Wow. Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's unexplainable.
That is so weird. What does mean exactly?
It's the whole juice, man. You can't really put your finger on it or in it in this case.
That's right. We're uncensored here, aren't we? That's right.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
No, but I mean, that is a weird way to explain what sex makes you want to do. Like, You're like, wow, that says so much. I understand it so much more about you now. Thanks for that one.
In terms of the crowd, obviously it's been 20 years now globally, 10 years in SA.
Yep.
How has the crowd changed? What have you seen in terms of the changes of the people that come to Sexpo?
Look, it's really been constant. I took a photo and tweeted it yesterday from Mr. Sexpo account at Mr. Sexpo, and people can check that out there. The people must have been, I hope, if they check it out themselves. I did take it from the back. But they were in their 60s, two couples. Heterosexual couples. I saw a lesbian couple walking in. I saw a couple of gay guys walking in. It's been that way pretty much right from word go, because the way that when the idea was conceived, it was to be all-encompassing, you know, to everyone over 18 years of age. And we were very particular about the way we worded the marketing material and how we created our advertising. So it's been a plan right from day one. And so really, I could be boring and say they're the same people. they're your neighbours, they're your mums and dads, they're your sisters, younger sisters even.
Yep.
She may have been, have you asked her?
I actually, you know what, I'm going to ask on WhatsApp right now. I might just find out something.
That's right. You might have one of those conversations you've been avoiding.
Yeah. I can think back to when I was much younger and my dad sat me down to have the talk. You know, like, listen, the birds and the bees.
Oh, you got the talk?
Yeah, well, not from my dad, from my mom, actually.
Really?
If memory serves, right? And it actually leads me to my next point. To my understanding, you initially started marketing this to women.
Well, and it continues to be. Because we believe that women really do make the choices. Guys like it or not, learn to live with it. We have. So we do make it specifically the marketing and the show so that it is entertaining to women. Because if we just wanted to have a show where all men turned up, we could hang a shingle out the front with bare boobies inside. You know?
Yeah.
And every man in Joburg would be there. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'll look at that. You know? But in order to capture the entire market, which of course, as any marketer knows, is the golden, you know, sort of the chalice. Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I've been helped out on that one. So if your market is every person over 18 years of age, then of course you've got the bit widest possible market. And so we made it right from word go to be appealing to women. We continue to do so, and it reflects in, as I say, that right from word go, it's been a couple show.
Yeah.
But there are groups of women that come along and groups of guys at a party because there are bars and so forth. But we do continue to market nicely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not just in SA that you do it. You said you have a local
licensee here
who handles, I suppose, that aspect of SA. Is that an important part of the business in terms of having people around the world that can handle for that particular country?
Yeah, look, the license agreement is written very specifically that they need to live up to a certain standard, which, you know, any licensing agreement does, pardon me. So the local licensee is very good. He understands the game, and we speak on a weekly basis at least, and probably on a daily basis in the lead up to the show. He's great, and he's on the company ticket.
It's really good, man. Have you noticed any differences, any subtle differences between the Sexpo that happens in Australia to the one that happens here in Joburg?
Well, I've got to say I'm boring again, because we like to say we're the McDonald's of the adult industry. You know?
Okay.
That you're going to get the same burger no matter whether you go to one in Nepal or, you know, South Africa, wherever. The show is certainly designed. Look, there's a small difference regarding local laws and so forth. But, you know, we've got talent coming out from Australia for the show. There's Susie Q that's comparing the show is from Australia. There's the gentleman called Picasso, which...
It
continues to be a big draw card. Yeah.
I actually saw one of his works on Twitter.
That's not bad, is it?
Casper got a self-portrait, and it looks pretty good.
He's, it's been...
What a talent, man.
What a talent.
What a talent. How do you even get there?
Okay, look, for those of you who don't know what Picasso actually does, he basically paints pictures with his,
Picasso.
Yeah, with his dick. And it's actually art. Like, you actually can tell what's being painted. It looks pretty cool.
It's remarkably good art. And I say it is art because in some places we had a bit of difficulty with them in London. We had to convince the authorities that it was art because they wouldn't let him expose himself on the floor of the show otherwise.
Oh, wow.
But look, honestly, so it's Picasso, of course.
Yeah.
But if anyone wants to Google him or, you know, really and have a look at his art, and you can come along the show and have a painting done. There sometimes is a bit of a lineup because clearly there's a limit to how many you can do in a day, as you might imagine. And I have heard him complain a few times about some abrasions.
I must say, I wouldn't mind having that man's dick paint my face.
Right?
I really would not mind at all. You know, you spoke about the criteria, well, part of the criteria, having to be over 18 and so forth. What is the criteria to be a Sexponian?
Right.
Sexponian? Yeah.
So an exhibitor. Once again, we have everything in various, some shows, you know, people selling jet ski rides. There's some drifting going on out there. So it really is, it doesn't need to be connected directly to sex, and that's why I say it's not just a sex expo.
Yeah.
It's an adult lifestyle expo, and with the health thrown in, of course. So as long as it's a product that is made for people over 18 years of age, then, you know, we can sort of have it. We've had people wanting to exhibit selling, you know, paving for driveway.
What the fuck?
Well, because we do so many numbers,
yeah,
that they think, oh, we'll get in on this, you know, we'll sit there,
so might as well.
And it's a cheaper way to expose yourself, pardon the pun, to 60,000 people over 4 days.
Yeah.
We'll sell some pavers, you know. Like, no, you won't. Not at our show, thanks very much. You can't sell it at the home show, right?
Is that something that comes easy? Because I heard you earlier on, because I was wondering if people think you're intentionally trying to be or throw in sexual innuendo when you said lobby them hard. Do you think people think you do that intentionally?
I didn't pick that up myself, so that I lobbied them extremely persistently.
Boo, that's boring. We don't want none of that crap. Get out of here with that.
Okay. No, I'm done.
No. Yeah, you lobbied them hard. That's what
I did. I gave it to them hard.
I was actually checking out some of the description for the main stage with some of the people that are going to be coming through talking. How do you go about sourcing some of these people, like Suzy Q, Pulse? There's another couple of other people here. There's Ariel. I'm not even sure what that is. You've got Fran and Ryan maybe doing a dance somewhere there. How do you go about finding people to be part of the main show?
Well, I suppose I can go back to Picasso. We often, Picasso rang our office in Australia, Melbourne, maybe 2000. And I had my PA speak to him.
Yeah.
And then she told me what it was about. And I said, get back to him and tell him to send a demo in. So he sent, he took some video of himself, put it on a disc, and I put it on my computer when it arrived. And I yelled out, I didn't even bother getting on the phone. I yelled out, we need that man. Get him.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of approaches, but the individual acts are down to the local licensee because they know the local market.
Yeah.
Suzy Q's from Australia. She's been comparing with us for years. We've just had a change recently, but she's still doing here. And she does a great great routine. She's a professional pole dancing instructor, but really good talent on stage, you
know? Yeah.
When speaking as well as dancing.
Okay. So you're not just leaving her in the realm of dancing. She can talk as well.
And Pulse are a great local talent group. You know, they put on some really good shows. So it's really up to the local organiser to make sure that the entertainment is entertaining for the masses, once again.
Yeah.
So there's a bit for everything.
It's pretty cool, man. We're going to take a bit of a breather for now and go into another one of Nelvin Gibbons' voice notes.
Well, can't wait for that.
it's always interesting. It's always interesting. Okay, so the question for today was...
Sex makes me wanna...
Okay, and here's some random weird person's answer.
Come all over your boobs and face, yo.
Simple as that.
Sex makes me want to come all over your boobs and face.
I think that's one of you. Well, who, yeah. Mm.
What?
They have that explicit thought about sex,
right?
Yeah, so it's not that that matured, refined sense of sex. It's a dirty, gritty type of But again, type of sex thoughts that are going on with that one. So
yeah, that was like it was so unimaginative.
That's the word. Right? There you go.
It was like the end of every porn movie you've ever seen. So dumb. So silly.
Going forward, looking at the future, looking at future thoughts, if there was to be a film made about David Ross, who would play David?
Oh, God. Jeez. I've got no idea.
You haven't thought about that one?
I've never thought of that. I thought about writing a book for myself.
Yes, yeah.
I never thought about it turning into a movie. Because let me tell you, over the 20 years, and prior to that, working with the adult industry, so I've been involved in the adult industry since 85 or 84 or something. There's been a lot of stories along the way.
Yeah. I
would imagine. In fact, could you give us like the strangest one? The one that even if you had Alzheimer's, God forbid, but this would be the last story you would forget.
Oh, look. No, I can't. There's so many of them. They're just, my head is full of them. This is why I've never written the book, because I remember things when I'm having conversations with people, and it's just like they come out and they go, oh, that reminds me of this one, you know? And then, that's led to that one. And it's, you know, I mean, it's never a dull dinner party if you can get me going. But but unfortunately, you guys haven't got me going. You know?
Oh,
that red outfit, could do something for me. If you were to stand up and turn around.
Here we go. He needs a muse.
What?
Stand up and turn around. He needs a muse.
Let me just say, Cliff Central Nation.
He needs something.
Global audience.
No.
That I've got a great ass.
Okay,
I would just put that out there. So I'm gonna do it.
Okay, Stan, he needs a muse. Let's do this. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Did you see? Londi didn't see.
Londi didn't see this.
Oh,
but.
No,
oh yes.
Woo!
That's slap that ass.
Slap that ass. Spank it hard.
Okay. Well. Okay. That's worked.
Oh, there we go.
You did it.
Woo!
Ow.
I once built a private green room in the corner of the exhibition. In Melbourne as well. I shouldn't actually mention where it was. So it had a spa in it and a fridge and a coffee table and so forth. And so we were all partying in this room, and it was supposed to just be for me and my invited guests, but because I was bringing alcohol in there and so people ended up jumping the roof or the walls, and I'd go in there to take some private people in there for a drink, and there'd be 30 people in there. And, you know, naked girls in the spa. anyway, so it was that popular that when the show finished on the Sunday night, the people that build the show, the walls and the carpet and everything, they start, as soon as the last person's out the door, say, you know, depending on the time closed, but, you know, say 8:30, as soon as the floors are empty, they start pulling this thing down. We're still in this, you know, rather large green room, you know, good 30 square metres. Partying, drinking, and whatever, and people in the spa. Anyway, they get me on the radio. You know, we're packing up, and I'm like, yeah. They start pulling the walls down around this green room, and my green room is exposed to the masses with the said naked women still in the spa. Look, that's I don't know why your butt reminded me of that.
Well, I'm exposed, I suppose, so yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Right, I feel like we should have done this interview 10 years ago. Maybe we could have seen something along those lines. Yeah. Can you imagine just a bunch of people not even understanding what the hell's going on? This wall start dropping and everyone's naked.
Did the party go on, or did you?
Oh, no. It pulled up pretty quickly after that. I think I had been trying to clear them out. I said, look, they're going to pull the walls down. Yeah, you'll be right. Yeah. Give us another beer.
And then it happened, and they couldn't believe that it was happening. That's a good
one. And then the guy came to empty the water out of the spa, of course, and so I had to get bigger out of the spa. I never did that again.
Oh, man. So thank you, people in, well, the place that will not be named now for spoiling the green room. Thanks a lot.
Have you, I know you've said you've had partial thoughts about writing a book because your thoughts are everywhere, but thinking of a title now, no?
I thought it might be called Friends of Mine.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a good twist.
You know, invite your friends.
Yeah.
I'll invite my friends.
Yeah.
We can all be friends.
Okay.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Look after. That's cool. That's very
there's
cool.
There's a bit of a double entendre in there, but it's...
I try to hatch one in there. I'll admit to that. Right. I will admit to that. Here you are, 20 years on. Where do you see this thing going? Where do you see the Sixpo going?
Well, we're actively seeking a partner in the States now. Okay. We believe that once we're there, then, you know, we're a truly global brand. I mean, we are a global brand, but the aim is to get a US show up and running. And, you know, there's 50 states. I think there's a few states down south that we might miss. A few there, probably not going there, but there's probably enough in the states to do one every 2 or 3 weeks. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't decided whether we're going to divvy that up into areas or license out south. USA as a whole. I think the latter probably. But once we've got USA up and running, then I think my job will be done, and you know, it'll be time for me to ride off into the sunset.
No.
Well, you know, I mean, I've got the local organizer in Australia because I did actually run the show physically myself for 13 years.
Yeah,
sure.
It was a bit punishing on the body. We were doing up to 5 shows a year, and then when we licensed out to South Africa, then I was traveling internationally, and it really did get a bit much. So I got like local event organizer in Australia. You know, the license are here, license are in the UK. So fortunately, I just, you know, we run other business as well, but Sixpo is just part of a much larger company that we are.
Yeah.
So the international stuff, you know, probably only takes up 10 to 15% of my working life. The rest is being the operations manager of this other company that's the founder, the parent company that runs finance and soft drinks and production companies and so forth. So it's we're part of a bigger beast.
Yeah. I see a wedding ring on your finger. Is that a wedding ring?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's on the finger.
It's maybe I'm a bit standoffish, but I like to put it on that finger because it makes it look like I'm married.
Okay. Is that a safer option for you?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, being the good looking bloke I am, you know.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What?
Jump this man's body.
What can you do?
Get it. Crawl inside of him.
What do you do with all this hotness? Really? but I mean, do you feel that being a single man?
I've got a relationship.
You are in a relationship.
Yes, yes, yes.
Being a part of an event such as the Sixpo,
mm-hmm.
does it put any strain on your relationship, or is it just, you know, babe's just going to go to work with naked people?
Yeah, pretty much. The latter. It really, because the show, look, I sit in an office 9 to 5, yeah?
Okay.
5 days a week, and answer emails and...
there's no excitement,
nothing at all.
It's really, and I travel overseas to look at our international shows and go into state when they're on, just have a cursory glance, but I don't need to run them. As I say, most of my time is running. I'm the operations manager of the conglomerate, so most of my time is spent on the other division. So, you know, I'm just a boring operations manager of a large company.
David is such a fucking tease with that
right?
wedding ring there.
Because I saw that red suit you were wearing before I came on air, and I thought, I want this man to think I'm married, right?
Basically, no, you don't look safe.
I feel very gorgeous and sexy. Do you have any guilty pleasures? I suppose it would be correct in line to ask that.
Look,
is there such a thing as a guilty pleasure to you?
Not really, no. Yeah. No, I'm pretty boring. I like motor racing and cooking, yeah, so it's...
Wow.
Okay.
They're my two things. So.
You know, like, it feels as if every question we think would be the one to trip David up is like, boom, boom, boom. It's just, it's terrible. It's like Pac-Man.
I'm going to find one.
As I say, well, I haven't counted, but I think it must be 60. I don't know how many shows we've done because really they're all going to a blur. But, it's...
After a while, it just doesn't really do anything anymore, I'm guessing.
Well, I wouldn't like to say that to people that are thinking about coming along.
No, well, yeah, I'm saying from the perspective of a person who's had to put together or be part of 60 of these.
And look, and really, when you're running it, it's just like running the home show or the motor show, apart from the aforementioned green room occasionally and other shenanigans later at night. But I think we do have more after parties than the home show or the motor show organisers. There's no doubt about that. So it can be a bit taxing on the body. But,
will there be a day when you give it up? Is this something you're looking to do all the way up until you're in your 70s, 80s?
Well, I did have a 5-year break, actually, up until about 3 years ago. So.
Okay. So your tank is pretty full.
I got right out of it because it was a bit. That was when I stopped actually running the shows. And then now I'm back just looking after the management side of things because I'm getting a bit old.
Yeah.
When the Sexpo finally lands in the US, there will be a new president then. Whether Trump or Clinton again, if you could sit down with the then president of the US, what would you talk about?
I think their healthcare system, because I'm a bit of a lefty, so and you may I dress the left as well, but you know, that's but my political persuasion is of the left variety, we have a Medicare system in Australia, and you know, Obamacare is great. You might notice on my face I've got a few stitches in there, and it happened a fight with a champagne bottle the other night. I dropped a champagne bottle and it exploded and blood was spurting out, and picking bits of glass out of many about 30 stitches later, and I'm here. But that was several hundred Australian dollars to get that fixed, you know? The ride in the ambulance, and I believe the healthcare system in America is the fact that anyone could think they could reverse what's been done, and even though it's not perfect now, so that'd be my talk. You know?
That sounds like an interesting talk. Well, there's a lady who has just joined us. She decided to get to work a little bit late. Hi, Londi.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm okay, and you? What happened? Why are you late?
It took time getting her hot.
No, I mean, I felt like the universe is literally screwing me over and literally screwing me.
Half your luck. Where do you get that from?
I swear,
Okay, and it wasn't good for you?
If I were to compare this, what happened to me today, to sex, this would be the horrible thing I've ever experienced.
Like, this would be the worst?
The worst sex ever.
Oh, like, wow.
The worst.
But I'm sure Neo's outfit must have, you know.
Hey, Neo's outfit.
I'm going to come give you a lap dance. Then. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it.
That would be lovely, though. Ooh. That would be lovely.
Yeah, it's about to get
the
saucy.
The responses I'm also getting on...
All right, cool. So since you've decided to join us, are you going to do some work today?
Am I going to do some work today? Do you want me to do some work today?
I would love for you to do some work today.
What do you want me to do?
Today,
that's a dangerous question, though.
Yeah, myself, Neo, and David over here have been having a rather, you know, man-to-man chat. I think some estrogen could lighten up the mood. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I doubt that I'm wrong about this.
I've got questions for you.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I've got quite a number of questions for you. Actually,
are these questions for the room?
I'm not involved. I was about to say.
That's what I wanted to find out.
I'm not involved in these question answering sessions.
Why not?
Because I'm lap dancing.
No. I mean, Susie Q, who's one of the speakers at the Sexpo. She's a dancer, but she's also going to be talking.
She can talk and chew gum. Walk and chew gum at the same time. You should try it.
You should.
Sure. One question for all of you.
Oh, okay.
No. Just one. If you get a message in a secluded room and no one could see you, would you rather get it from an average-looking person of the opposite sex who discreetly brushes their hands around your private quite often? Or a very attractive person whose hands don't go anywhere near your shorts.
Oh, wow. If I were to get a message in a private room.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to take a second to think about this.
No hands bothers me, but she's hot.
So. Yeah.
Right? It's like a catch 22 situation.
Not to say you can't get to that later.
I suppose. I was thinking I'll just ejaculate using my mind, the power of the mind.
Do you know what sucks about using the mind?
Yeah.
Like, because you're playing by yourself. I hate playing by myself. It's boring.
How do you feel afterwards?
I feel awkward. Like, you know.
That's stupid.
No, I wouldn't say stupid. Like, I don't jack off that much. I think it's, you know, excuse the pun, fine, my name is Jack. Yeah, we get it. But I really don't jack off that much. And
I am yet to find someone who's going to give me an answer to that. Because I really think it feels awkward, but I can only understand it from a male's perspective. Like, how do you guys feel? Okay, you're done jacking off then.
It's like, okay, what do I do now? Because I'm all hot and bothered and my one arm is sore. Like, it's just, it's weird. It's like I went to gym and worked out one arm. It's just, I don't know. Nah. It's dull.
You wanted to say something.
I'd rather have it as a team sport. I'd rather play with someone else than just with myself.
I see. I see.
Okay, at least that answered your question.
You didn't, but it's fine.
Okay, wait.
But it was entertaining nonetheless, right? and we've learned something about you.
Yeah.
and the worldwide audience.
I've just exposed myself, okay?
Nah.
Are either of you gentlemen going to give an answer to that question?
I don't think so.
To the average girl or the attractive woman and not touching?
Yeah. Average girl, touching?
I would have... okay, to answer the question, I would go... Average girl, as long as she's touching me, it's fine.
I don't play like that.
Hey, man.
Sit there, I'll watch you from this. I'm a watcher. There we go, more exposés. Wow.
It's all coming out now, don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. David?
I didn't understand the question. Next.
There we go.
Wow. No, it's fine.
So we need another question. We need another question.
But I thought that question was enough.
It was good, but not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah. Like, you know how sensitive guys get when just after sex they have to ask that awkward question? Yeah. So did you come? Yeah, so that question wasn't good enough.
Oh.
We need another
one. Would you rather try out new and crazy kinky sex ideas or have a romantic sex?
I'm going to go with kinky. Yeah, I'm going to go with kinky.
Was that good enough?
Is there a camera in here? Are you going to webcam?
Was that question good enough?
Yes.
It depends on the time, doesn't it? Yeah? Whether if you're in a relationship or whether you're just out to get on the kinky stuff, you know? Get on the kinky train.
No, I would personally be happier with a woman that's trying to learn new things.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. So yeah. It could be a combination of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that's my answer. I'm with him.
Yeah.
Well, not like that, but.
There you go. We're going to have to cancel out a lot of these innuendos during the show. Mm-hmm. It's clear.
No?
Kinky all the way, definitely.
Kinky all the way.
Yeah.
His outfit. Okay. I think Nell's outfit answered that question for him.
Look at him. Well.
You've got to check out that Instagram, people. I'll tell you, really. Honestly. Yes. I can't be the only one being exposed to this. It wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, we're going to show the world. We're going to show the world.
Would you rather get an amazing oral from me, or would you prefer good sex and Jade this weekend from anyone?
Oh, no.
Is that going to happen right now? If it's going to happen right now, then
yes. We've all got the answer there, haven't we?
Yeah, if it's going to happen right now.
Unanimous. You're a busy girl.
I don't know if
you wish you're going to wish you didn't answer that question.
Yeah, I don't know if we've got enough time for you to get to everybody.
So depends
how good am I?
Are you saying now we were speaking hypothetical?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
Who knows?
Thanks. You know what?
Who knows?
When I came into work this morning, I didn't know that blue balls were on the menu, but that's not cool.
I just served them.
Nah, that's not cool. At all.
I just did.
Ah, okay. From now on, you're not pitching up to work late because these are the type of things you do to us when you do.
No, never.
All right. You going to this expo? Are you going to go check it out?
Yeah.
Have you been before?
No.
You haven't?
I wanted to do it not last year, the other year. Okay. I don't know. I just felt like, maybe not.
Maybe not.
But do you feel like that about a lot of things? Oh, I want to do it, but then just nah.
Nah.
Nah. I feel like doing off.
You didn't worry about that last night, did you?
Not things, people. Not things, people. And I'll go like, nah. Not you.
Okay. All right, well, thanks very much for that that help there. Okay, we'll have you back on the show anytime. I'm taking over here. You're out.
David is
come along, people, please.
Buying us out now. It's happening live.
All right, but Lundi, we are checking it out tomorrow, right? We are going.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Have we given you tickets?
Yes, you
have. Right, okay,
yes,
good.
So we'll definitely be making it through. I'm so excited, man. This is going to be the first time for me to go check out the Sixpo. I'm really interested to see all of the things that go into, you know, this fantastic event. I mean, when you consider some of the things that happen in and around the world with, you know, bombs going off over there, wada wada, I think it's great that even though it's the 20th year that it's in its existence,
it's
the 10th in this country, I think it's awesome.
It's just gratuitous fun.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I think that is so awesome. So awesome. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen and lady, for your late time. And thanks for the question.
Wow. Mm.
Thank you all.
It's been so fantastic. How do we keep up with you on social media?
My private account is at Mr. Sexpo, but you know, there's obviously the South African account, which is Sexpo SA, and there's licensing one. But anyway, Mr. Sexpo is pretty much, you know, sort of all-encompassing, because I hit around to most of the shows and have a look.
All right.
And tweet about the said show. And there's some behind-the-scenes stuff there, too, occasionally.
That would be interesting to see.
Indeed.
Very interesting to see. All right, thank you so much for joining us. It was unbelievable, man. It was so funny.
Indeed, thank you.
You opened up my eyes to so many things. You know, like walking in today, I had my own preconceived ideas, but, you know, those are fairly gone. Thank
you. As long as you just show me to your green room now, we'll be right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. All right, just like that, man. It's been awesome. It's about that time for us to get out of here. Usually, Palace has got a finger in the air saying, wrap it up. Today, I made sure that we get it done long before she has any time to complain. Palace, are we good? Yes, we get a round of applause. I want my chocolate chip cookie after this, by the way. All righty. Since these guys decided to just keep quiet instead of saying goodbye.
No, I thought
goodbye.
We were done. I thought we were done.
You didn't want to say goodbye. You guys don't want to say goodbye.
No.
Okay.
I just received a text.
Okay.
So, any plans today?
Blowjob. 20-hour, I don't know.
Any after an hour, you'll be right. Eh?
Woo!
Yeah.
Lundi's mouth.
Yeah.
Lundi's mouth.
Me and my mouth.
All I'm saying is, the blue balls you served up this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your back.
I could take care of that.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, we're definitely out of here now. CliffCentral.com.